Ovois perk beis Mishnah Vov. Afu rog ugelos achas shatzofa pnei amoyim. Hillel is saying over here an experience that he had, and he sees a skull, Rachman Islam, floating on the water. Obviously, somebody had drowned, somebody had been killed, and the body was floating downstream. He was beheaded, his head was floating downstream. He didn't see the misa, but if you see the head, it's obvious what happened. And there's a member that he says, and we have to understand what's the significance. What is this mission teaching us? Over here, it's not a hu hayoimer. Hu hayoimer would mean this was the essence of his life. This is what he taught Lubnei Dairei. Over here is a specific instance, and what is the mission teaching us? So first, the memory itself. Omar, Hillel says, and again, this is in Aramis. We had earlier in Perek Aleph, a mission of Hillel and Aramis. Al da teift. Because you killed Atfuch, that's why you were killed. The Atfuch is related to the word Oiref, which means like the back of the neck, which is the way the Torah describes beheadings. See, where the animal, the Bechor, the Chamor, who's not redeemed, and then the Pasha's boy, it's called Arafta. Or Eglarufa also is beheaded. V'soif mitayfayich, the end of the one who killed you, Yitufun, he'll be killed in the same way. So really what Hillel is describing over here is what we call Midah Keneged Midah. Why is Hillel teaching it to us this way? Why is this important? Maybe, there's a lot of layers of understanding Midah Keneged Midah, and sometimes one doesn't see it right away, and one needs Chizuk, but it's possible. Hillel lived in a time when the Rishoyim were living in luxury. The Malchus of Hurdis, and the ruling class of the Tzedukim and Baisusim and Misyavnim in all their different forms, the secular elite and luxury seekers were living it up, and the Talmidim of the Chachamim, the Erlich Yidin, the Prushim, were living in a state of fear, a state of want, and very often were killed and their property was taken, etc. And this was a tremendous chizuk to see a clear example of, and to learn it up and to see it in front of his eyes. And he gave this over, this lesson. This is where he derived inspiration. If a person ever feels his spirit lagging because he doesn't feel like Midah Keneged Midah is a reality, he saw it, he felt it, and this is the inspiration that he gave over. Mishnah Zayin, Hu Hayoimer. This is back to the regular Nusach of Hu Hayoimer. This was something that Hillel gave over in his role as the God Lador. His Nesiachis over here to different facets of Eilam Hazeh, possible a few what we were just saying. Hillel lived in a world where there were members of Klal Yisrael that saw Eilam Hazeh as the Tachlis. A Yid, and Yidin through the ages, always saw this world as an emtsoy, as a proizdor to the traklin of Eilam Habo. Eilam Hazeh daim leproizdor, Eilam Habo daim letraklin. That was Aleph Bey's Yiddishkeit. There came along a ruling class, people that consider themselves above and beyond, but they lived with a very strong sense of Eilam Hazeh. And Hillel felt this mission of giving over to the door this perspective. Marbe Bosar, if a person is physically taken care of, and he's a balbosa. Those days, it wasn't the in thing to lose weight. Adarav, if a person was scrawny, that was because he had very little to eat. The besser mentioned had more flesh. So if he's marbebosa, marberima. At the end of the day, that only lasts for 70, 80, 90 years, and then they put him in the ground. There's more worms because there's more bosa that decays. Marbenechosim, the more money a person has, even in Olam Hazeh. Marbe Daiga, ultimately when it comes to Menuchas HaNefesh, which is a more important reality than the amount of zeros that a person has in his bank account, what the money does is that it makes a person meshuga. It makes a person have to worry. Tranquility is not for the rich. Marbe Noshim, Marbe Kshofim. It would seem that a person would have more wives, he would have more Olam Hazeh. He's better taken care of. His needs and his taivis are met in a much more easy fashion. Mabek Shofim, the more women he has around him, the more there's an Atitik Shofim. It's interesting, Dugma. You find the Midrashim even by Mitzrayim that the women were more rogel. Women, their place, their sphere of their sphere of influence is more in Olam Hazeh. A man has more of an atiyah to Inyan Olam Haba. Inyan Olam Haba, I don't mean only Ruchni Yisrat Nabayri, but men would have more of a philosophical, even somebody who's a little bit higher, a little bit better. He has political ambitions. He has philosophical ambitions. He has COVID to run after. A woman, her sphere of influence is Olam Hazeh. So if a woman's not living with Ratzon HaBayre, then in those days where that would go, is a woman, we would call that today the equivalent of a woman, if she has no toichen, she's not involved in chesed, she's not involved in raising a family of Avdei Hashem, of Yirei Shemayim, then Lemaise, what is she going to be doing? She's going to be spending money and time on Arishkeit in the house, on Olam Hazeh, shopping, redoing the house, etc. So we would say the same way, Kshofim is a misuse of all of Olam Hazeh. It's Mefurish in the Medrash that women have more than a tier to Kshofim. Mar b'shvachos, person has more household help around. Mar b'zima, creates an atmosphere of loose morals, lack of tznius. Mar b'avodim, if a person has more avodim around, again, he has more staff, a life of luxury, a life of being taken care of. Mar b'gezel, ultimately, on the level of serenity, it's going to create problems. Mar b'toira, mar b'chaim, faket. The more a person adds in this world, the ribuy of that which is otherworldly, the more his life in this world is going to have toichen. Chaim means chaim in Olam Hazeh. Mar b'yeshiva, the more he sits and learns, the more time he gives over, the more he's masmid b'toira, is mar b'chochma, the more accomplishment he's going to have. Chochma is not totally in kishrin, it's totally in how much a person is willing to invest. Mar b'etza, the more a person is mevatel himself to take etzes from those around him, those that are bigger than him. Mar b'tfuna, the more he's going to become wise, he's going to see into the reality of this world with more of a clarity. Mar b'tzdaka, mar b'sholim. If he's mar b'tzdaka, he's a giver. His hand is always outstretched, so there's going to be a sense of serenity that he has with those around him. People that have money, that don't want to spend it on others, they always feel hunted, they feel persecuted. They're gvirim that are always hiding out. They can never even say hello to you on the street because they're always running away in case you want something from them. If a person is a man with stock other rabbi, he loves people, people love him. Best thing in the world. Kona shem toiv, kona la'atzmei. If a person is kona a shem toiv, a person has a good reputation. Reputations are fleeting. And it's something that a person has in Olam Hazeh. He very carefully cultivated a positive image. Kona la'atzmei, that's what he has. It works for him. It's something in this world. Kona lo divrei Torah, even if people don't know about him, people don't necessarily respect him. He's quiet, he sits on the periphery, and he's oisik with divrei Torah. Kona lechai olam haba, and olam haba, they'll hear of him. Olam haba is a place where the Gemara says, al yoinim lamato, and tachtoinim lamalo.